And welcome back to Kai's weekly playlist. So today we're going to talk about something different from inflation. It's called EBSS. So does anybody knows what EBSS stands for? EBSS is the short term for Energy Bill Support Scheme. And yes, as its name suggests, it generally means some of the energy expenses in a household will be covered. And that is as much as £400 during a 12-month period for England, as well as all other European nations. And did you know that 1.2 million out of 29 million electricity customers live in Ireland? And from here, you can tell that we are going to talk about handling energy crisis in Northern Ireland. That is by using this £400 EBSS. What's good is that no students are required to return the value of this discount. So, you're taking it for granted. But aside from this generous offer, why did the government decided to release a policy and with no expectations of the money returning? And this is because it concerns the proposal to reduce the effects of energy bills that has rose sharply during the winter 2022 and 2023. Yes, so it's because the harsh winter weathers doesn't match really well with the energy crisis. Obviously, you need gas, you need electricity for lamps and all other necessary activities, such as heaters in homes, especially that it's winter. And the main culprit of this energy crisis starts with COVID-19 pandemic. This means that in this period of time, the energy demand has increases. There are more people in demand for gas, and this in turn causes the shortage of supply. And as I said, in winter it doesn't really match well with energy crisis because the sun doesn't really generate much solar energy and renewable electricity decreases. And there are some big businesses that decided to shut down, such as the Hub Energy, Green Network Energy, and GoTo Energy in 2021. While in 2022, which is actually last year, Xcel Power, Together Energy, and Bulb, all big companies, shut down. Energy price cap by OFGM had already set a maximum price for energy charged to consumers by kilowatt per hour unit. However, it didn't help because the energy price cap actually experienced an 80% increase in Scotland, Wales, and England. So, EPG or Energy Price Guarantee freezes the bill, which is later followed by EBSS. And EBSS is used because it has been formulated by 5 principles, which makes it really effective. First is simplicity by legislative means, the reach of customers, cost, and clarity for stakeholders as well, not only for electricity consumers. The last but not least is protection against scam. If you are asked to pay a bill or to disclose a bank account information for EBSS, it means that it is a scam, because you don't really need to spend any money for it. Next, what is the mechanism of this bill scheme? What kind of household is able to get this EBSS? And as I said, the reach of electricity customers is really wide, really vast, really large, without any discrimination. This eligibility of households includes park homes, which is homes that people privately owns, but they don't own the land. So it's kind of like small tents in city gardens and stuff. Then we have residences, private and social rented homes. For our information, social rented homes is usually set up by the government for the poorer people. And then there are those supplied by private electricity companies, registered caravans and boats, farmhouses, and those even outside electricity grid. Now, the delivery of fund can be done by two different ways. The first is directly to bank account for those with a debit, or by a voucher redeem in a local post office. If you use the second option, it is either by receiving a letter from the energy supplier, this is called standard credit, or by keypad, which is a prepayment meter. So you pay before using the electricity. And there are some special cases for war veterans, 60 plus years old, and people with disabilities, or people with various income. All of them receive the same amount of discount for energy bills. Now, let's get more specific to Ireland. What is the Irish energy consumption there? First of all, by your own consumption or individual's consumption, there's a total of 25.68 billion kilowatt per hour. By aspect of production, there's 28.53 billion kilowatt per hour. By import, 87.1 million kilowatt per hour. And by export, 1.58 billion kilowatt per hour. That means per capita, for individuals' consumption, there is 5,102.16 kilowatt per hour. By production, 5,668.4 kilowatt per hour. By import, 173.05 kilowatt per hour. And by export, 314.51 kilowatt per hour. And this is the data received when 100% of the country's population, as of 2020, has access to electricity. And now, how about natural gas? It's still considered inside an energy bill, right? For individual consumption, there is 5.24 billion meter cubic. For production, 3.51 billion meter per cubic, and import, 1.64 billion meter per cubic. Per capita, this means own consumption is 1,040.7 cubic meters. By production, 697.57 cubic meters, and by import, 326.24 cubic meters. And yes, that's a very large number. It reaches millions and billions, and obviously by daily basis this keeps on adding up. So how can energy bill support scheme help Ireland through this crisis? Firstly, with financial crisis, citizens of Ireland can still have enough energy to heat their homes during winter, as I said, by using the heater, wind and electricity. And essential everyday activities such as preparing food with gas, etc. Also, EBSS is a solid budget, considering the five principles to prevent inflation from worsening, especially in oil and gas production sector. Then third is that the prediction of future transactions regarding bills is possible. So the cost has actually already been estimated. It is expected to be covered in 5 years, which means that we already have a plan for like future spendings and future savings for the country. But what are the downfall of EBSS? Everything must have a disadvantage, obviously. And in the case of EBSS, in short term, this means that the government is spending or burning billions of pounds for electricity and gas supply. Second is that EBSS still haven't covered around 1% of the European population that consumes energy, and some may be prone to scam where bank account information are asked. Yes, I've said this before, you really don't need to buy for EBSS. And so yes, to conclude, EBSS is a very effective and efficient tactic to counterattack energy scarcity and also its rising prices, but by short term, it means spending a lot of money, as well as risks of being tricked. And that is all for today. See you next week. Have a good day!